Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of the steps to take when going through sin's consequences, we finished Jeremiah 42, 1 through 12. Let's listen today with our study, starting with Jeremiah 42, verse 13.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. I hope you'll have your Bibles ready and go to Jeremiah chapter 42 as we continue to look at chapters 42 through 44 of the book of Jeremiah. I also hope that you appreciate our song that we play at the beginning, at the end of each day's broadcast. And have you ever thought of the words of that song? Listen to them as I read them. The Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of life. Its pages burn with the truth eternal. They glow with a light sublime. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world has passed away. By inspiration, it has been given. All its precepts I will obey. The Bible stands, every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone, I expect to live it, and to prove it, and make it mine. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Well, my friend, that is not only the theme song, but that is the purpose of the Lamp and Light broadcast, to teach the Word of God as it is to men as they are. We do not try to change the Word of God to meet men on their level. We try to bring men to the level of the Word of God, because it's by the Word of God which we will be judged. And so, my friend, if you are one of those that enjoy the Word of God, you're one of those that want to learn what God has to say, let me encourage you to listen in each day and ask others to listen in as well. And then write us. Let us hear from you. Let us know that you are listening and being blessed by the Lamp and Light broadcast. Now we're going to go to our text. And if I was going to look at our text today, which is Jeremiah chapter 42, beginning with verse 13. If I was going to give a title to it, I guess I would have to say, meaning what you say. Don't you like for people to say what they mean and mean what they say? Well, that's what this is about here in this text today, meaning what you say. Now have your pencil and paper ready as we get ready to go through, beginning with verse 13. And there we read, but if ye say, we will not dwell in the land, neither obey the voice of the Lord your God, saying, no, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we will see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger of bread, and there will we dwell. Now therefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye remnant of Judah. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, if ye wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt, and go to sojourn there, then it shall come to pass that the sword which ye feared shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine whereof ye were afraid shall follow close after you there in Egypt. And there ye shall die. So shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to sojourn there. They shall die by the sword, by the famine, by the pestilence. None of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as mine anger and my fury hath been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured forth upon you. When ye shall enter into Egypt, and ye shall be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach, and ye shall see this place no more. The Lord hath said concerning you, O ye remnant of Judah, go ye not into Egypt. Know certainly that I have admonished you this day. For ye dissembled in your hearts when ye sent me unto the Lord your God, saying, pray for us unto the Lord our God. And according unto all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we will do it. Now I have this day declared it to you, but ye have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God, nor anything for which he has sent me unto you. Now therefore, know certainly that ye shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, in the place whither ye desire to go and sojourn. Well, what a passage that is. But he's telling them about what God thinks of their saying one word to him, but meaning something else altogether. Now let us imagine, you're going to lose your house if your mortgage payment is not received by the 30th. You're 10 payments behind, and you feel like there is no way you can make it by the 30th of the month. But all 10 payments must be paid. When you're 10 months behind, and there's no one to pay the bills, no one who will lend or give you the money, then we must admit the case looks hopeless. However, there was an if. If the money is received, the house remains yours. Well, my friend, Jesus Christ made a payment that no other person in our time could have paid, even Bill Gates. As a matter of fact, no one in the history of man could have paid it. But Jesus has paid it in full. Not only has he paid it up to date, he paid the entire debt completely, forever. Our text shows us a small remnant of Jews who were left in the land after the temple had been destroyed and Jerusalem burned. Most of the people had been carried into captivity that were not killed. The leader left in charge by Nebuchadnezzar, a man by the name of Gedaliah, was assassinated. Now, these people that we're looking at in our text got rid of those that had assassinated Gedaliah. But now they're fearful of what Nebuchadnezzar might do to them. They're afraid that he'll come and destroy them or take them to captivity, put them under heavy burden. And so they go to Jeremiah, the prophet of God, and say, pray for us. We're thinking about fleeing to Egypt, but we will do whatever the Lord tells us to do. Now, they knew that Jeremiah had prophesied all these things. They knew that Jeremiah had power with God, and so they are acting like, well, if that's the guy that God's protecting, has his hand on, we better listen to him. And so they ask Jeremiah to pray for them. Well, 10 days later, the answer to prayer comes. And last time we covered verses 7 through 12, where God tells them to stay in the land, and he will make their fields they plant abundant. He will establish their homes, and he will not allow the king of Babylon to do a bad thing at all to them. They must simply trust God. Trust God that he will keep his promise, and then just go into the land and set up shop, as we say. But if you don't believe what I say, then you better watch out. Now, my friend, there's something that we need to learn here. Never, never say no to God. In Psalms 14:1, it says, "The fool has said in his heart, 'There is no God.' They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." Now, when he says, "The fool has said there is no God," "there is" actually in italicized, so that it's in the Hebrew. It's not actually there in the Hebrew. But I believe that both meanings are meant for us here. "There is no God" speaks to the atheist, and he's a fool. But it's just as much a fool that when God tells you to do something, when God shows you the way, that you simply say, "No, God, I'm not going to do it." Well, my friend, God calls you a fool. Now, verse 13 is saying, "I'm not going to stay here. It's too hard being a fundamental Christian. We're not going to dwell in this land, neither obey the voice of the Lord God," is what they're saying there. Well, friend, that's what a fundamentalist is. He obeys God by being obedient to the Word of God. When people want to go with the way the world is doing it, they are not obeying the voice of the Lord God. Nor will they stay in the house that preaches his word as it is to men as they are. You see, the world today likes the world's definition of love much better than God's, because the world's definition of love has a lot of emotion, has a lot of sentiment, but it lacks commitment, as the divorce rate shows. And it lacks real, deep-down substance. It lacks purity. It lacks holiness. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.